Okay, first up now for our preseason predictions. We're going individual awards. We're talking about our expectations. We're going to run through the records of each team, go through the playoffs all the way to the XFL championship. But first, we start with one of those individual awards. Vince, we'll start with you. Who will be the XFL MVP in 2020?
I'm going to go Cardale Jones. I think this is going to be a guy who's going to lead one of the better teams in the league. I think they're going to have one of the best records, and I think he's going to be a huge part of an offense that is just going to be flat out difficult to stop.
Cardale Jones locked in. Let's take it now to Jake. Jake, you hyped up Cardale earlier. Is he going to be your XFL MVP?
He is. I'm willing to agree with Vince on that one. I'm going to even take it a step farther and say, barring injury, he's going to be the only quarterback that starts every week.
Wow. Oh, whoa. I don't like that prediction at all. That's starting off on a on a dubious foot right there, Jake.
Jake, okay. I thought you said you weren't ready. What was that?
No, that one I'm ready about. It's just when it comes to records, I'm
not. Well, I'm not as sure.
You don't know who the quarterback's going to be in any of these teams.
That's true. I'm not as sure as Jake. Like, I'm not going to bet my house or something like that, but I will go with Cardale Jones. I think it's going to be an eye-opening performance that a lot of NFL teams are going to catch. And I think Cardale Jones might get himself a job next fall.
I'm sure he loves that you guys are picking him, but that's a lot of pressure on Cardale. 3 for 3 for the DC Defenders quarterback, and I will not make it a 4 for 4 because, well, I don't know if it's cheating or not, but I've been hyping it up all along. I love the June Jones offense. Whoever plays quarterback there, I think, is going to put up huge numbers. So I'm going with whoever plays quarterback there. If it's Connor Cook or PJ Walker, I can't decide. Do I have to pick one, or can I just say the Roughnecks quarterback? Well, then I'm going to go.
It's not a co-championship.
They can't share it? All right, fine. I'm going to go with, I guess, Connor Cook, but with the caveat that maybe PJ Walker beats him out. We are doing the show before one of them wins the job, or at least it's announced. So I will go Connor Cook for now as the XFL MVP, simply because he's June Jones's quarterback, Jake. I think that's safe, right? That's a safe bet. June Jones's QB is going to put up some yards and touchdowns.
I mean, that's for sure. But which quarterback is it going to be?
Yeah, that is the tough thing. I am taking a risk in that regard. But there you go. 3 for Cardale Jones, 1 for a Roughnecks quarterback for your XFL MVP in 2020. Now we take it to the coaching ranks, and we've talked a little bit about coaches so far. Now we need to predict who will win that award at the end of the year. Coach of the year. And in the XFL, don't forget that coaches are also the general managers. A lot on these 8 coach GMs plates, putting together the teams, calling the games, putting together the staffs. I mean, this is a lot of work for these coaches. And whoever wins it, I know for certain, is going to earn it. And I am going to go first here. I'm predicting that the coach of the year is going to be Mark Trestman, the Tampa Bay Vipers. I think what he's done putting his roster together looks very unique to me, and I can't wait to see it come together on the field, and I have a feeling it is going to translate. And I'm going to go with Mark Trestman. I think there's going to be something special going on in Tampa Bay this year, Vince.
Well, I can't necessarily say I'm going to disagree with that. I think Tampa Bay has an excellent chance to really be one of the top teams. But I'm not going to quite go that way. I do think Mark Trestman is going to do an excellent job, and he's got, you know, 2 good quarterbacks, I think, to start with. But I'm going to go with June Jones as the coach of the year. This guy, you know, just an offensive innovator, and I have a feeling that, you know, he is just going to be grabbing headlines with the amount of points that team's going to be able to put up.
Vince, how many 3-point attempts for the regular season would you say?
Oh, my God. Give me a little bit. Well, get out of calculator.
Wait, I'll answer. Jake, I'll answer that because June Jones is my pick, and it's going to be 0. He's going to be the smartest coach in this league. He's only going to go for 3 if he has to. And because, Alan, you mentioned that these coaches are also / GMs, June Jones has made the least amount of moves from the draft than any other team in the league. He structured his team and went for it. And I think this man put together the team that he wanted right from the get-go. That's why I'm going with June Jones. He's going to be coaching the team that he wanted, making very little moves because he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he's going to do it very well in the XFL.
I do like that you bring that up, Brian. He is definitely one of the coaches who went out there, got players who he knew exactly what he wanted in his guys. He went and got them and hasn't really, you're right, made a whole lot of maneuvers with his roster, couple trades here and there, but Houston seems set. I love June Jones. I think he's going to go for three a lot because why not if your offense is going to be that potent? I think Winston Moss is going to be the coach going for three the most if we're throwing that out there, Jake. How about you?
What? No. I don't know about that, but that's not.
Well, you didn't have the conversation we did with him. That's the problem.
Yeah, we're talking about coach of the year. And I mean, this is very different from other leagues because, you know, a coach of the year, just because you could turn around a bad team the last year and sneak your way into the playoffs and you could be coach of the year. But we don't have any history from this league, at least recently. So I just have to default to which team I think is going to have the best record, and narrowly edging out everyone else is the Dallas Renegades. So I'd have to go with Coach Stoops on that one. That's just, you know, how it's coming out.
I like it. So Bob Stoops is your coach of the year. That gives us a glimpse into your team records. We're going to get into it here in a second, but what about going for three, Jake? You brought it up. Now I got to know. Who you think's going for three the most?
I think it's going to be Seattle or Houston.
What about you, Vince? You think of one yet?
That's as specific as I can get.
If I had to say anything, it'd probably be Seattle because I think they're going to be the worst team and they're going to have to be playing from behind the most.
Yeah, that you stole my thunder there, Vince. Seattle, because they're going to have to go for three. I think the most is going to lead into my records here that we're going to get into here pretty shortly.
So teams that go for three make you can't be coach of the year if you go for three a lot? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, that's not what anybody said.
No, I didn't think we said that. The question was who's going to go for three the most, and we're telling you, me and Vince at least are saying Seattle because they're not going to be very good, at least in our eyes, to start the season.
You can't be coach of the year if you don't make the playoffs.
Yes, I'll definitely say that, Jake. I'm with you on that. Let us know what you think for coach of the year. Who will it be? And sidebar, who goes for three the most?